Welcome to Technoi Live. We're back in studio at WGN talking with some of the Chicago's top entrepreneurs, although not Chicago today, Bloomington Normal, correct?
Yeah, Bloomington Normal.
Bloomington Normal and Chicago, top entrepreneurs, founders, and innovators. For those of you tuning in the first time, what is Technoi? Well, put simply, Technoi is where startups go to showcase. Since 2010, nearly 300 companies have come through our way, have been featured on our show or on our stage, and to date, they've gone on to raise more than $260 million in funding. Joining us today, we've got a lot of amazing guests. We've got Carrie Avesu from Univision. We've got Jesse McCabe from Solid Interactive. We've got Jarek Hamilton, who's here in front of us right now from QuickPix, and Con Tran, who is the CEO of RippleShot. This is going to be an outstanding show. But before we do that, I want to talk to my team, my guys. How was your weekend?
It was good. We have a kitten now.
Cat. So I want to say right off the bat, Sam got a cat. Sam's last name, I don't know if this is pronounced properly, but it's Fisky.
Fisk.
No, it's Fisky. So it has to be Fisky for a second, because here's the deal. As soon as we saw this cat come up, my girlfriend turns around and she goes, it's Fiskers.
Oh.
Why didn't we think of
you
that?
You said Grey Worm from Game of Thrones. It is Fiskers. Well, I don't care what that cat's name is, it's Fiskers from here on out.
All right. Fiskers Whiskers before. It's not out of the realm.
It is the realm. It's Fiskers.
Fiskers
well,
Whiskers.
You guys, what are you doing? You let this guy get a cat. What are you doing?
Well, it's all three of us. We're three Danny and this cat.
My name went on the document.
Yeah, it's Sean's cat.
Oh.
Technically, legally, but we'll see what the future holds.
Depends on what that cat does.
Yeah, true. Yeah. Like, I don't want it.
It's pissing all over the house. It becomes John's cat.
It keeps us up all night.
I've never had a cat before or a dog, so it's really my first domesticated pet.
I like cats and dogs. Sam's talking about this is the first time he's ever had a cat before. I like cats and dogs. But, you know, now that I've got my little Bazenji dog, I'm sort of partial, so I have to make fun of you. But after the fact that you guys made a weird decision to buy a Fisker.
Great.
But what else have you guys up to?
Oh, man, trying not to die of frostbite.
You're so excited.
Yeah, I mean, I'm tired. The cat has kept me up the past.
Cat's keeping you up?
Cat's keeping me awake.
You hitting that catnip before you come on today?
Yeah, man. Catnip, we have a lot, but it's all for me.
Sean, what are you most excited about today's show?
I'm excited to hear from Terry, but not just from Terry, but like one thing that excites me is from hearing from all of our guests is that there is some through line that connects everybody. That's one thing that has continued to surprise me is that how different the product or the app might be. There's always something that unites people together, and there's a lot of human elements that I think we touch on here. So I'm excited about that.
I totally agree. I think one of the other things that also is going to be a theme of today's show, as well as I think almost every show, and really, I swear to God, it's not on purpose, is how many of these companies, past, present, way back, whatever, have been on Technoi stage, which in today's case, you got RippleShot and you've got QuickPix, which is sitting here now. So why don't we kind of pivot over to Jarek, who's back here from Bloomington Normal.
Yeah, how you guys doing today?
Welcome. This is awesome.
Thank you.
So tell me, what is QuickPix for those who did not attend our Technoi event for the veterans?
Yeah, so people should have made it out. It was a great event. I had an awesome time. Thanks for having us. And
the after party was much better than normal, too.
Yeah, it was fun. I had a good time. It wound up extending until a little bit later in the morning. My CTO can get kind of crazy, so I had a fun time in Chicago.
I think you had the biggest entourage there, too.
Yeah, I did.
You do again
we
today
have,
as
like,
well.
20 people. Everywhere we go, we have more people than what we're supposed to have.
You're
so
the LeBron James of the Texas.
Easy,
here.
Easy.
About,
Phil Jackson. Phil Jackson got himself in some trouble there, so I don't want
to
go so far as to say that.
I have to start calling people and emailing them and just asking them, hey, can I bring like six people with me wherever I go?
He did actually do that. He sent me an email. He was like, would it be a problem if I brought like everyone that I know? No, it's not a problem.
Well, we have a great team that loves coming out and being there and supporting us and supporting me. So it's a great thing to have everybody. So QuickPix is the most convenient way for customers to book their next professional photographer for most of your life's events. So whether you're looking to book a photographer for a birthday party, anniversary, surprise engagement, you know, things of that nature, you can do so using our mobile app and our website in as little as a couple minutes and only pay $99 for a one-hour photography session. And that's about a fifth of the price, you know, compared to the national average. And QuickPix also has an editing service additional to the booking a photographer, where customers can send in photos from, you know, their vacations or their cell phones, things like that, and they can have them professionally edited and returned to them in as little as 12 hours for only $1.50.
So when you were on stage, and this is – so we've obviously had, you know, 200 – here in Chicago alone, over 285 companies have taken the stage. And – many of them are, of course, well, everyone's very passionate about their company, of course.
Of course.
But what you did, which I thought was really interesting, is, and this is rare, especially at the stage that your companies are at and most of the companies on stage are at, that you recognize right off the bat, and there was a question from the audience that you were able to kind of double down on this, you recognize right off the bat that this isn't the product that's for everyone. This isn't the photographer's solution for every single person. And I think a lot of people, when that question, which is, you know, what price range, you know, how much do you offer? And they started getting very, very specific. And it was like, I think you're missing the point. I have a service that will serve maybe 70% of the populace in all reality with photography needs.
Yeah.
If you want to go get like a private wedding, you know, person and have, you know, exactly, a Picasso on your wall, then maybe do that on your own.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
this is different. So how is this different? And two, you know, what was it that made you realize that this isn't a product for everyone?
So QuickPix is different because we combined the editing with booking a photographer, which hasn't been done. So there's editing services out there, but they're a lot more expensive and nobody's really streamlined the processes the way that we have. And nobody's really taken over the booking a photographer kind of in the most convenient way like we have. So we built out the mobile app and we built the website and we combined the two features, which hadn't been done. And we started out in Bloomington Normal. And then we kind of moved up here to Chicago and started working throughout Chicago and working with Bunker Labs and things like that. How did we get started? So we got started and we realized that QuickPix wasn't for everybody when, you know, we basically looked at the customers, you know, who are going to be the customers. Well, me and my wife were naturally the first customers for our own company. We have four kids and we were always trying to find a photographer and it was always at the worst times, you know, it was Christmas or anniversaries and who wants to spend $300 and things like that. So we just started talking to people, started talking to, you know, other individuals like ourselves. And we realized that, you know, there is a need for this convenient way to book a photographer. And then figuring out that it wasn't for everybody is just simply that there's so many people out there that are photographers that, you know, are going to charge a lot more than you know, $100 per session. And that's completely fine. There's people that charge, you know, upwards of $1,000. And that's okay. They're just not going to be our photographers that work for QuickPix. Our photographers are people who are professional photographers that are looking to take up time on the days where they're not booking photo shoots and things like that. And our customers are people who just want to get a good photo shoot of their family or their family reunion or what have you. And they want it done quick.
Well, here's one of the things that's kind of cool. You mentioned the Bunker Labs. So Bunker Labs, for those who don't know, is a veteran-run organization that's out of 1871 Chicago to help other veterans, veteran entrepreneurs. It's not all tech startups. It's anyone from even wood craftsmanship, carpentry, and things like that, all the way to QuickPix. You mentioned that, and they obviously were one of our, you know, major collaborators for the November Technori Veteran Showcase, and you were a part of that. Mm-hmm. You yourself are a veteran.
Yes, I'm a Navy veteran.
So what, you know, you don't have to go into like the whole thing, but what was it, or what do you think you've gained as an entrepreneur from being a veteran and vice versa? What do you think? Because I found that lots of the veterans that we've worked with, for example, this is sort of a complete side note and I just lost track of everything. But the main thing I noticed was, and I think Seth, if he were there for it, he would also agree to this. Seth is the founder of Technori. This group was one of the most prepared, most perfectly executed showcase we've had, and definitely since I started doing them, and I'm sure that Seth would
appreciate
attest to this.
That.
You guys were on point. Everyone Thank showed you. Up to the prep session early. Everyone had all their stuff already in my hands. Everyone asked questions 50 times to make sure that when they got there, it was ready to go. We walked in, and literally, normally we do like an hour and change prep session before the Technori event.
Yeah.
Every single one of the companies, yourself included, basically did one quick run through on the side at the same time. We were done. We had 45, 50 minutes left before the showcase. Everyone's just like sitting there. So of course we went and got beers. But the main thing was you guys were outstanding. What do you think it is about your military experience, your veteran experience, that has enabled you to not only just launch this company, but if I'm not mistaken, you now are running it full time and no longer have the other job?
Yeah. So I left my federal job about a month ago, and we received a small seed round funding. So I'm working for the company full time now. Yeah,
that's awesome. What do you think it is about being a veteran that has prepared you for this so well?
So in the military, you learn a bunch of different things, you know. But one of the biggest things is you learn what teamwork is. You learn how to function as a team, and you learn how to be a leader. You know, if you work at it hard enough, you learn a lot of things out of the military, and that's one of the things that I learned. I learned how to actually coordinate and work together with individuals and be able to build something, you know, together, ultimately, not just for myself. And that's what Quick Picks is. You know, it's not a product just for me. It's a product that we can give back to everybody. And it took a team to build it. Like, I mean, you guys joke about how many people show up with me everywhere. I mean, you know, we have a small seed round funding. We've only been around for a year. We already have about, I think, like 12 people actually working on Quick Picks. And we have over 100 people throughout the country, you know, that are signed up to work with us as well. So the military taught me, you know, how to do that really well. They taught me how to work together with other individuals and how to lead a team.
I was going to say, how to wrangle people and get them on point, on mission, and executing on the same drum roll, so to speak.
Yeah, you know, I realized when I was in the military, you know, I'm not going to do everything perfect. There are a lot of things that I completely sucked at, and I needed a lot of help, you know. I mean, just like everybody else going into the thing, you know, you need to rely on other people, and without other people, you're not going to get anywhere. It's not just about yourself. And, you know, having a lot of self-awareness coming out of the military taught me some big lessons. And it enabled me to find the right people and put together, you know, a really good team and build a solid product. It didn't start out like that after military, though. I started another company after the military and was almost robbed by a business partner. Unfortunately, it left me, my wife, my kids almost homeless in southern Florida. It was so bad. Like, we were in food pantry lines, and I had to take a job. The only job I could get offered in Fort Lauderdale was going actually over to Afghanistan to work as a contractor. Yep. So it didn't work out like that right off the bat, is what I mean to say, you know.
But I think that, like, that background, lessons. I think that I have numerous friends that are not entrepreneurs and some that are, that were veterans. And the one thing I've noticed, I said this when I was on stage at the event, the one thing that I've noticed, obviously preparation and things that they learn, and this isn't for everyone. Of course, there are some people who come out of the military and are like, you know, screw that, you know, they'd have a bad attitude, whatever. But the one thing I have noticed is that the hell-bent, single-minded determination to not fail. Or as Greg from Victor F, to not suck.
Yeah,
like, I don't want to suck. So, like, every single thing is like, I don't care. I've got kids. I've got a wife. I've got responsibilities. I've got duties to them and to myself. Yep. And I'm not going to turn around and be like, oh, this didn't work out, and just hold out my hand and wait for it.
They just
go after and get after it.
Yeah.
And that's, I think, one of the things that tenacity is what I think has made it to where you have this many people sitting in the room now compared to even when I met you.
Yeah,
the amount of growth your company's
many people when we started Technori, when we found out we were going to do it, we didn't even have this many people. So,
and that I think is a testament to the hustle, as well as I wanted to add, if you ever decide to do an equity crowdfunding thing, which I pitched to you before,
yeah,
I just realized what one of your perks is going to be.
What's that?
Everyone's got the perks. You can have, you know, a free T-shirt and stuff like that. You obviously can use Quick Picks as a tool. One of your perks gets to be that if you invest over, I think it should be $1,000 because they have to have a travel budget. If they invest over $1,000 in Quick Picks, they get to follow you around and go wherever you want. They get to be a part of the entourage.
Let them be a part of the entourage. Follow us.
Yeah, they can hold bags. Yeah. They can carry all your Quick Picks equipment and stuff. It'd be great. Throw a T-shirt on them. You know, I don't know. Make them walk around the city of Chicago. It'd
be fun
time.
We have to line up some more fun meetings and stuff like this. I don't know.
But the pace you're going, that's not going to be hard. Offices. It's not going to be very hard because you guys are clicking around. One of the other things I wanted to ask you is, you know, you mentioned that you have a family and not a small family.
No, we have four kids, my wife and I.
Four kids.
7 years next month.
That's, I commend you. And then at the same time, I'm sorry, you know?
Yeah, it's all right. You guys are talking about dogs and cats and stuff. And I'm over here like, I got four kids.
One kid.
He just got fist. They've got Fiskars now.
I got kicked in the face this morning, getting out of bed by my 4-year-old. It was horrible.
You know, I'm like sandwiched by this stuff. I was working out this morning. And one of my buddies who runs, he's actually been on the show before. He runs Rolf Point Advisors, Gino Mattiota. He has four children. And he was at the gym, and he was like, you know, it's not a joke. It's like, I basically throw up every time I work out there. So it's it's a real workout. And he was like, yeah, I mean, this is nothing compared to wrangling after four sub-4-year-old kids.
Yeah, no, not at all. It can get pretty crazy.
So I guess what I was going to ask you is, with regard to that, you know, a lot of people believe that if you have children, I myself included in this, that if you have children and a wife and all those things, it's going to be damn near impossible to become an entrepreneur. And if you are going to, I mean, nothing is impossible, but if you're going to go after it, you better be strapped in tight and ready to rock and roll, because a lot of people are going to, you know, are on the line.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. I mean, I just told you, you know, that the first experience after I got, you know, medically discharged from military, what had happened. So, I mean, I taught like some huge, huge lessons, you know, and me and my wife talked about building Quick Picks, we sat there and we had a logical conversation, not the, hey, I'm going to start a company and I'm going to quit my job conversation. And we decided that, look, if we're going to do this, we're going to, you know, work as hard as we can at it and do everything that we possibly can to make it happen. And we're not going to lie to ourselves. I think a lot of people, you know, create vanity metrics to tell themselves to keep pumping away at their businesses. And that was one of the things that we decided not to do. So every step that we've taken with QuickBix, even into bringing on more people or new development or whatever, it's all been fueled by, you know, what our customers have said and what we've needed to provide additional, you know, resources to building out the products or whatnot. And it's a huge leap, you know, like I said, but it's all about just, you know, processes and making sure that you do it right or as best as you can, you know. Thankfully, I have a great wife who's crazy enough to support me in everything. And, you know, we just work together as hard as we can. And that's, you know, that's all that you can do. That's really all that you can do.
It really is. I love the attitude. I love how you take it.
Thank you.
I want to kind of parting way here, very similar to Technori. What can we do for you? What can the audience do for you? What is it? What is the one thing you'd like? Obviously, a check is always nice and lots of customers. But what is, in addition or aside from that, what can we do for you?
So we're going to be expanding into Chicago. We've thought a lot about, you know, our go-to-market strategy now that the app has been submitted. We're just waiting to release it. You know, we got some funding. And Chicago has, you know, we've determined that it's going to be our next home. Yep. You know, we've already been treated like family up here by so many people, and we've received such a great response. And I honestly feel like it's becoming a second home very quickly to our company. And, you know, it's a SaaS platform. It can be huge. So we want to know, you know, what Chicago wants from us, how we can deliver this product in a way that, you know, best suits the individuals that live in the city. And hopefully everybody downloads the app. We're going to, you know, have some really good coupons and stuff like that, some codes going out in the very first weeks. People can book their photographers, and we hope that everybody enjoys it and, you know, can help us grow so we can stay here and continue to do more.
Where do people go to download the app and to learn more about QuickPix?
So you can go to our website. That's QuickPix, QuickPix.io. And the app should be available here very shortly on Android and Apple. So you can download it on there, and the codes and everything will be coming out, and they'll be provided when you download the app.
Very cool. Well, I have to add this. We weren't going to have this segment sponsored by anyone, but since you're looking for a new home, our sponsor at Jones Lang LaSalle is sitting here, Sam Kennedy. So we'd like to thank you guys for this spot, and I recommend you talk to Sam about
where he can give you
a new home, hopefully, and you don't have to go to the food pantry. Jarek, so much for coming in today.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it, guys. Yeah. Have a good day.
You can stream this episode and more on technori.com. You can stay up to date by following us on Twitter and Facebook at Technori. Keep up with our Technori news feed and Technori stories. You can follow me at Katoon. Boom, that's a wrap.